Hey there. Welcome back. It's been a while. You're gonna sit here today with me. I'm gonna do a paper that was due 3 hours ago. So, basically, kind of just talking on a rant, speaking my mind out, right? I'm not gonna post this anywhere. But this is during the quarantine of the coronavirus. This is more of a diary, that a public diary of me just talking my mind off. No one really cares about what I say, honestly, but no one really cares. It depends. If you're likable, people care about what you say. I'm not the likable. That's why a lot of people don't even listen to this, but yeah. This is second week into it. It's a Wednesday now. Spent Tuesday just inside recovering, because Monday I went to go walk my dogs. I had four of them. Two adults. Well, one's basically a grandma. The other one's a young adult, and the two that are like preteens, if I have to be exact. The oldest is like 4 years old, and then the second oldest is like 2 years old, and then the other two are like same age. They're like less than a year old, 6 months I believe. Let's see. Got them on Christmas basically. So, January, February, March, like 3 months old, take that back. Energetic bunch, really could not control them. Basically, ran 2 miles, and then ran back another 2 miles, dying. So, yeah, today I woke up with the most aching body I could have ever had in such a long time, especially since I've also had some back damage. Working out at a gym, overloaded, now my back hurts. Nothing too serious, taking medicine for it, probably just have to massage it out a couple of days. So yeah, really just gonna focus on this though, focus on this paper. So today's paper for English is, we're doing a research paper, correct? This research paper is basically giving your, you have to criticize a movie, and what's your argument about it? Let me see. I'm making an argument for the movie Akira. If most of you don't know, since I know majority of the population doesn't watch anime for good reasons, I wish I could follow that. Akira is basically a movie that is based around this year, honestly. It's around 2020. The pre-story behind it is that Japan's already been nuked. This movie is probably made around the time where a few years after the World War II, this movie was still supposed to represent how Japan's still being affected by that nuke. And right now, it's basically, the story goes with the city being, Tokyo being nuked or bombed, or like a huge explosion goes off in the middle of it. Then they rebuild it, become Neo Tokyo. That's the setting, all right? The future cyberpunk's version of Tokyo currently. Starts off with a character named Kaneda, and he's basically the main protagonist of the movie, all right? Weird, right? Because the movie is named Akira after a character, which doesn't, he doesn't show up until like at the end of the movie. After that, we see him interact with the other members. I don't remember their name except for the main antagonist, Tetsuo. Yeah, those guys are all in one gang. They're a biker gang, right? After that, they sprint out of the shop trying to chase off another biker gang. In the midst of the pursuit, we cut back to the city where there's a protest going on. Next thing we know, we follow this old guy and a kid that's being dragged by the guy, or at least being led by the old man, or not old man, mid-40s man, male. And so, after that, we see him go through the crowd, and then they go past the police, and they go to the middle of the street, in the middle of a intersection where there's no cars allowed to go there, no people going there, because it's a no man's zone. And so then they get spotted up by the cops, and then he shoots them back because he felt threatened. And so it's also 3:30, by the way, right now, 3:30 something. Anyways, he shoots one of the cops, misses, hits a light, and then gets shot right back. The child is then sees the guy die in front of him and then freaks out and he uses psychic powers and like breaks every light bulb within range. And then after that, the police contact a force for the special, for like people with psychic powers. I don't know what it's called, I forgot. And then we cut back to the gang chasing off a biker gang. Alright, they're nowhere near this location. They're driving actually farther away from Neo Tokyo to the point to where they're at a bridge, an interstate bridge. And they get most of the gangs, most of the other gang members, the other biker gang members, but then Tetsuo crashes into the kid because the kid teleported in front of him, and which freaked everybody out. There was a big explosion. Checked on him, he's all right. Well, he's really bad condition, but nothing else major. Then the military for the special psychic people comes in, and then restrains all of them and takes Tetsuo with them back. I think I said Tetsuo in accident. That's a different character from some different show. Basically take Tetsuo and the kid back to their base. And we also get introduced to another psychic character, another kid with psychic abilities, but looks like he's cooperating with the government. And after that, let's see, the kids get sent. We go to a scene where they're at a, it looks like a place where they document criminals and then arrest them on the spot and then throw them to in vehicles with jail cells and then take them to prison. I don't know what it is. Looks like it's happening in the hall at a gymnasium somewhere, school gymnasium. They're holding this. The Kaneda and his gang basically are being interrogated by the cops. And then they get sent out, and being told they're gonna just go back to school. Next thing you know, the Kaneda catches a girl in his eye, you know, because he's a skirt chaser, and you know, but before he could do anything, somebody was trying to do a bombing and tried to suicide with a grenade. Everyone freaks out. Him and his gang get out of there real quick, out of the way, and the grenade doesn't go off, and then all the cops jump on him. After that, Kaneda asks, "Hey, this one's with us too," pointing at the girl, and he says, "She's with us. Can she go with us?" And the cop goes, "I don't care. Just take her with you. Just don't call me old man," because Kaneda kept on calling him an old man before all this. Anyways, I'm saying anyways, other words a lot, but. Just because 3:30, you can't really, and I'm doing this on the fly, this is all memory. I haven't seen the movie in about a week or two, actually 3 or 4. After that, we cut to a scene to where he's talking to the girl's trying to walk away, he's trying to act that nice r/nice guy attitude. But she can see right through and calls him a skirt chaser for that. It's like, you just got me out of there because you're trying to get with me, you know? And then he goes, what? What are you talking about? I ain't like that. And then she spots a older male, which seems to be someone important in her life. Probably a boss or employee or something like that that's in charge of their Weird Revolution. Because they're also wearing Weird Revolution outfits. Militaristic outfits. Which kind of match with the other people in the revolution or at the protest. And then after that, the explosion goes off, and then they both disappear. The girl and the mystery guy behind a car passing by. Kanada and his gang were like, just go back to school after that. Kanada kind of pissed, but you know, it's fine. They got beat by their PE teacher, and then, you know, told to be behaving. Didn't work out. Left school after everything was done. Him and the local, I don't even know what to call them. The girls kind of, there were some girls who kind of flaunt over them, talking to them, asking them what happened. They don't really seem interested to talk to the girls, because it looks like the girls are just there because they notice that they're tough guys and they're probably one of the stronger, influentially speaking, people there. And one of the girls was asking for Tetsuo, but Kanada replies with, oh, he got taken by the military. He's in the hospital right now. And so she gets worried and sad. And then we cut back to Tetsuo being in a laboratory, being tested on, trying to figure out his psychic powers. Since after colliding with that other kid, he also got the abilities of having psychic powers via collision, I guess. I don't know. Trauma to the brain that activated it. Right between this scene, we also get to see the general in charge of it being chewed out by the world government, or the Chinese, or not the Chinese, the Japanese government, for having this idea, because they've done something like this before, trying to find the perfect psychic kid, which was called Akira, which caused the explosion in Neo Tokyo, or at least that's what I'm hinted at, because they just call it a massive destruction. I could have been wrong, because it's been a while since I've seen it. And so after him being chewed out, he goes back, you know, we go right back to the scene to where he's talking to the scientists about it, and then he goes, if anything goes wrong, if you think you can't handle it, we're gonna pull the plug on this project. But the scientist, on the other hand, has something different on mind. After this scene, we see Tetsuo in his bed, after all experience, then tripping really hard and being attacked by big objects and everything floating. And then he gets freaked out, and then he drops a piece of glass, and then he steps on it on accident, and then blood starts coming out, and then all of a sudden everyone in the room starts freaking out. The people behind this were three other kids that had psychic abilities. They seemed to be related, and one of them was the one he collided with. So yeah. They all left him alone after that, called him a freak, and then Tetsuo got mad, so he just escaped and ran away. He went back to the school, met up with the girl, and they went to go for a ride on Kanada's bike. And so they did. Next thing we know, he's driving around the street on the motorcycle, and then the biker gang that they were fighting earlier sees him, and then they try to chase him down after that, signaling the other guys in the gang to go follow too. After that, the motorcycle stops working, because you have to have it at a certain RPM for it to continue working. And then they get surrounded, all of a sudden they get attacked by the gang. Tetsuo gets knocked to the ground, and then all of a sudden the girl gets hit down to the ground too, off the bike. Very intense scene here. This is where the girl, after they hold down Tetsuo to the ground, the girl gets her top ripped off, exposing her bare chest, and then gets hit really hard to where she got knocked out, and it has a black eye, and it's pretty bad. And then after that, the gang threatens to burn the bike, and Tetsuo goes, don't do it. Kanada is going to be pissed off about it. Next thing we know, Kanada comes in, and the rest of his gang to beat the shit out of these guys, and they win. So after that, Tetsuo wakes up after being semi-subconscious for that event and then falling asleep, and he goes to see that the guys got beat up, the girl's damaged pretty bad, and so he goes beat the heck out of the gang leader that's still there on the ground, and then he goes too far and kind of goes, stop, what are you doing, you're trying to kill this man. And he snaps back at him, he's like, you know what, you know what? And then next thing we know, his psychic abilities just come in and fuck him over because he can't control it. After that, this is like detail by detail, but it's not even that detailed. This is like the first 30 minutes, I think. Yeah. After that, he starts to hallucinate and see things like his guts coming out of his stomach, or him falling through the earth and stuff like this. The guys are worried about him. Next thing we know, the special psychic military comes in and tries to take him back. Kanada tries to stop them, but is then promptly just thrown away from a big, tall, strong guy that works for the military. And then Kanada's just on the ground and then sees Tetsuo gone again. We're gonna skip a little bit forward. Actually, that's about all I can remember right now. I'm like so tired. Still, basically, this is also the movie that came with the famous motorcycle slide against the... You know how you're driving a motorcycle, next thing you know you're sliding against the ground after trying to stop it? Yeah, that's where the scene comes from. Where you're going in a straight line with the motorcycle, next thing you know, you 90 degree angle that shit, and then it still slides in that same direction you were going originally. And then you look cool as fuck. Yeah, still doing that. That was from that movie originally. I wanted to do that movie only because it's one of the more infamous cult classics anime movies. It's also one of the only movies that I can vividly remember. Because one of the pros about animated movies, and especially anime, is there's not really that much detail compared to real life. Like, unnecessary details, you know what I'm saying? For example, live action movies, everything has texture. Everything has a lot of texture and a lot of color, which then makes it harder for me to, specifically me, to, figure out what's standing out and what's not. And I get distracted by stuff. Like, sometimes I get distracted by leaves, I get distracted by the background, or the, like, for example, live action, if you're trying to film somebody live just walking around the streets of say downtown, I'm just gonna get distracted by the people in the background, because even though they're not important, there's still a lot of detail behind their faces and their clothing and stuff like that. In anime or animation in general, sometimes they don't even put that much detail. They just put a color and a shape and that's it. And then the faces, there really isn't anything on there. It's like a dotted line. It's just stuff that it's basically obvious that there's not really much to it. And then my brain just like figures out. This is not a general thing. This is personally me on why I kind of just enjoy animation a lot more. Because, I don't know, real life, it feels like it's one-dimensional, even though it's legitimately just three-dimensional, because there's a shadow and everything behind it. It's, yeah, but animation on its own can describe a beauty that's similar yet different to real life, just beauty. For example, think of, like, you can get pleasure from looking at something, but you can also get pleasure from either eating something or listening to something or smelling something. Four different ways you get pleasure or feeling, so that's five. And you can also take that to consideration of what you can look at too, subcategories. For visual, you're still looking at things. Animation is still in the 3D plane. It's just that the things that are created in that reality are 2D. I'm trying to say, anime and animation, anything too, like Toy Story 2, there can be a lot of detail behind it, but at the same time, there can also be a lot of minimalistic things on it, so I don't get distracted too much. Like, there's some action films that try to do this by either muting the colors in their action films or trying to make it very minimal in the background with nothing in the background, but even then I still get distracted. You know, it really just depends on the person. Personally, for me, animation could be more colorful than real life, and at the same time could take away all that color and just drastically change the emotions behind the film. As well as can be very detailed and very non-detailed at the same time. All of that sounds like a contradiction, but it's mostly like some portions it's one and some portions it's the other. In real life, you can sort of describe those emotions by either using the words, acting, and camera angles, as well as auditorial and I can't think of it. Also, my eyes are dying on me. Can't keep them open. I can't remember. Unnecessary details can be eliminated via animation. Well, if live action, live action, you're gonna have to make sure that there's not a lot of objects in the background. But even then, I don't know, it's just something for me that takes different. There's something behind it. There's a reasoning behind it. There's no way I can like something without reasoning behind it. There's always a reason for you liking something behind it. Besides, I like it just because, it's there. You have to explain why you like something. Because if you can't explain why you like something, and for me, that feels like you're just gonna like it temporary, and that's it. And you're not really committed to it. It's a niche thing. It's a niche thing for me, at least. So I'm trying to. I think I'm doing my research topic on behind something like that. I think my research topic has to be something along the lines of a movie that is into a lot of. Oh yeah, this movie also came out as being basically the startup for adult animation, in my opinion, because there's no other animated movie that was this intense and gruesome and gross up to this day, except for maybe Ninja Scrolls. Let me check that up real quick. Akira came first. All right, so Akira is the only movie I can think that it was really gruesome during that time. That was really adult oriented. Had a lot of political backgrounds behind it too. Like for example, the protests were towards the government, and how the government was honestly not doing the best of its job, and it's pretty corrupt, yada yada yada. Political movement to refix the city, but at the same time there was occultist practices happening as well for the character Akira, who, spoiler warning, by the way, even though it's been I can't do the math. 10 years, 1998. 20 years, 2008. It's been 22 years. And 22 years since the movie's been out. So, Akira, I already said it anyways earlier, Akira was a failed experiment that caused explosion in Neo Tokyo. He comes back again at the end of the movie, though. And destroys Tetsuo and all that. Alright, why was I even talking about this? I can't remember why. Anyways, yeah. This is my paper, what's on. No one's gonna listen to this. If you do, it's probably somebody that I already know. Honestly, don't even. Pretend you didn't even listen to this. If it's a random, hello. Welcome to this disappointing podcast. Not sad, I'm just tired. Alright, see you guys in the next one.